Milwaukee has the state's largest Hmong community, but it may have been the first time hundreds took part in a protest march in the city.
Okay, we need justice. We need justice. You can't get.
Chanting, "We want justice," in English and Hmong, the protesters started at the former home of Tu Yang, who was shot and killed by Milwaukee police last month after a three-hour standoff. Police say Yang shot at them first. Lo Nang Kiyota Casey of the Hmong American Friendship Association says Yang was mentally ill and police should have used more peaceful ways to handle the situation.
There's a lot of resources out there that can be utilized before using brutal forces. We want to send that message out because we are the Hmong community. We are a resource to the police department, and we want them to learn how to utilize us so that things like this do not happen, or mental illness. We want them to utilize mental illness task force so things like this do not happen again.
During the march, Kiyota Casey and others carried a straw man called a Mua Jing.
It's a mock burial ground where people die. We carried them from a village to be buried. And here we are symbolically, we're carrying the spirit of Tu Ying with us to the police department.
After walking 2 miles to Milwaukee Police Department headquarters, the protesters made several speeches and took a signed list of demands to the office of police chief Nan Hegarty. A spokesperson for Hegarty says the chief has already met with Hmong leaders and told them officers go through cultural and mental health training. Hegarty will also respond in writing to the list of demands. A special prosecutor has ruled the shooting of Yang was justifiable, but the Hmong are threatening to take their case to Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett within a couple of weeks. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.